This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered an impact thought. Let's review what I meant by an impact thought. Before reading your Bible, pray that God would enable you to interact with what He is saying. Think of how what He is saying relates to and can be applied to your life. When thoughts germinate, cultivate them. Write them down. Crystallize them into a form you will readily remember and apply to your life. For example, read the parable of the growing seed in Mark 4:26-29. The point made is once you plant seed in the ground, no matter what you're doing, night and day the seed sprouts and grows, though we don't know how. Mystery is involved in the dynamic of growth in the natural world. There's a time for planting and harvesting, and you can weed and water, but that only encourages what takes place on its own. Since Jesus said the kingdom of God is like this, it would be wise to plant the seed of God's word into the hearts and minds of individuals. We can contribute to creating an environment conducive for growth. We can be there ready for the harvest. But there is a mysterious element we can't quite comprehend as the seed of God's word germinates, sprouts, and grows into a ripe crop. The impact thought growing out of this information might read like this: do what you can. But don't try doing what only God does, as you spiritually sow God's word and anticipate a harvest. This is true in your own life or in another's life. Don't get discouraged or try to force growth. Be patient. Let God produce the growth in His way and time. Live and work in hope.